Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Maisie and her family are at a church production of the old morality play, Everyman. The setting is a desolate crossroads. Everyman, laden with worldly goods, pauses, lost in thought. Enter Gabriel, dressed in white, with a flaming sword.
What ho, traveler? Why so downcast? What burdens your heart on this fine eve?
Who art thou, apparition? Why dost thou interrupt my troubled mind?
I am Gabriel, messenger of the Most High. Fear not, Everyman, for I come not to harm, but to guide.
Guide? From what? To where? I am already weighed down by worldly affairs.
Indeed, your shoulders sag under the weight of riches and pleasures. But tell me, Everyman, do these trinkets offer solace in the face of eternity?
Eternity? What speak you of? I have much life left to live, much enjoyment to gather.
Alas, Everyman, time is a fickle bird ever taking flight. Soon your youth will fade, your possessions turn to dust, and you shall stand before the Almighty, judged not by gold but by deeds and faith.
Faith? I have built churches, given alms, kept the commandments. Surely these virtues shall serve me well at the last hour.
Virtues are noble companions, Everyman, but they alone cannot pave the path to salvation. Look within, my friend. Do you see the creeping shadows of regret, the whispers of unfulfilled promises, the stains of neglected souls?
I cannot deny them. There are deeds I wish I'd done, words I wish I'd spoken, opportunities I let slip through my fingers.
Then it is not too late, Everyman. Repent, cast off the shackles of your worldly burdens and seek the true treasure, redemption through faith.
But how? I am lost, alone, weighed down by my own folly.
You are not alone, Everyman. Look.
Gabriel raises his sword, and the stage fills with shimmering figures, figures of the good deeds, fellowship, kindred, confession, compassion. In unison, they speak.
We stand with you, Everyman. Cast off your worldly chains and embrace the path of righteousness. We shall be your companions on this journey.
I see them. Angels of mercy, are they?
These are your good deeds, Everyman. Awakened by your remorse, they shall be your witnesses at the final judgment. But heed my words. They too require your support. Nurture them with good works, cleanse them with confession, and together you may find salvation.
I shall try. I shall cast off my worldly burdens and embrace the path of faith. Guide me, angel, on this new journey.
Onward, Everyman. Remember, the road to redemption is arduous, but your steps are not in vain. Each act of kindness, each prayer of repentance, lights the way towards the celestial city. Go forth, and may your journey be blessed.
Maisie, you buckled in there?
Yes, Daddy.
What did you think of the play?
I liked it. Gabriel is so cool. Like a superhero. I can't wait to get home to put the angels on the tree.
Dad, can you explain to Maisie how important angels are to the Christmas story?
Absolutely. These luminous beings, woven into the fabric of the Nativity tale, are more than mere decorative figures. They act as divine messengers, celestial guides, and silent guardians, their wings brushing the human realm with whispers of hope and wonder. In Genesis 18, three angelic figures visit Abraham, promising him descendants as numerous as the stars. While not directly mentioning Christ, this covenant lays the groundwork for the messianic line lineage leading to Jesus. Similar appearances to Isaac and Jacob further solidify the promise of a future blessing through their offspring. Gabriel appears to the prophet Daniel in Babylon and essentially explains when Jesus will be born. And then comes an event called the Annunciation, in which Gabriel descends to a humble Nazareth, finding Mary, a young woman filled with piety and innocence. With words steeped in divine decree, he announces her destiny, to bear the Son of God. The enormity of this proclamation hangs heavy, yet Gabriel's presence is one of comfort and assurance. He beckons Mary not with fear, but with a promise, for the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And after this, Gabriel appears to Joseph in a dream, reassuring him that he can take Mary as his wife. Angels orchestrate not just pronouncements, but also divine interventions. In the fields of Bethlehem, where shepherds tend their flocks under the watchful eyes of stars, angelic voices shatter the night's tranquility. "Fear not," they proclaim, their words cutting through the darkness like beams of celestial light. The message they bring is one of joy and salvation. The long-awaited Messiah has arrived. This celestial chorus guides the shepherds, simple men touched by the divine, to the humble manger where the prophecy unfolds. The angels, however, are not mere storytellers. They are active participants in the unfolding drama. They lead wise men from the east, following the bright beacon of a star. Through dreams and divine whispers, they warn Joseph of impending danger, prompting the Holy Family's flight to Egypt. Even in moments of peril, these guardians ensure the divine plan comes true. But the angels' role extends beyond pronouncements and guidance. They are also witnesses to the unfolding miracle. When Christ is born, their songs fill the night sky, celebrating the arrival of the light of the world. Their presence underscores the momentous occasion, a heavenly choir serenading the newborn king. Their awe reflects the magnitude of the event, reminding us of the cosmic significance of this humble birth. However, the angels' story doesn't end with the nativity. They become silent guardians, watching over the Holy Family's journey. Their presence, though unseen, offers a shield of protection and a constant reminder of divine providence. The roles of angels in the Christmas story are multifaceted and deeply symbolic. They serve as mediums of divine communication, bridging the gap between the celestial and the earthly. They are instruments of guidance, helping characters navigate perilous paths and fulfill their destinies. They are witnesses to miracles, adding their luminous chorus to the chorus of creation. And finally, they are silent guardians, reminding us that even in the midst of darkness, we are never truly alone. Perhaps the most enduring legacy of the angels in the Christmas story is the message they bring. Their pronouncements echo with hope and joy, reminding us that even in the most ordinary of places, miracles can unfold. Their presence imbues the narrative with a touch of the divine, reminding us that the Christmas story is not just a historical event, but a timeless testament to the transformative power of faith and the enduring presence of love that transcends the boundaries of the earthly realm. This, then, is the role of angels in the Christmas story, not merely celestial ornaments, but vital threads woven into the fabric of a narrative that continues to inspire and resonate with hearts across generations. They are reminders that even amidst the familiar, we are surrounded by whispers of the divine, and that hope, like a celestial chorus, can always break through the darkness, ushering in a new dawn of possibility.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sing creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth.
Christmas Perspectives continues next time.